Fasten your seatbelt and turn up the radio. We're going on a road trip. I'm Glenn Moberg of Wisconsin Public Radio, and we'd like to welcome you to a special live broadcast of Route 51 Regional Talk Radio on the Ideas Network. Today we are coming to you live from the UW Marathon County Theater in Wausau with our special musical guests direct from Miami Beach, Florida, the South Beach Chamber Ensemble up north in Wausau for their third consecutive Goodwill Summer Tour. And we'll get some announcements out of the way before we fill the airwaves with music for the next hour. Support for this project was provided through the Community Arts Grant Program of the Community Foundation of North Central Wisconsin, with funds provided by the Wisconsin Arts Board, a state agency, the Community Foundation, the B.A. and Esther Greenheck Foundation, additional support provided by Anonymous, Aspirus Incorporated, City Pages, Performing Arts Foundation, UMR, UW Marathon County, the Vigil Trust and Financial Advocacy, the Walter Alexander Foundation, the Wausau Conservatory of Music, the Wausau Daily Herald, the Wausau Paper Foundation, Wisconsin Public Radio, and the Lee Aukey Woodson Art Museum. And we do want to remind you that this Sunday 9th at noon, you can see the South Beach Chamber Ensemble in another free concert at the Lee Aukey Woodson Art Museum. That's at Franklin and 12th Street, up on the hill on Wausau's east side. And then on Sunday, July 6th at 4 p.m., at St. John the Baptist Church at 330 McClellan Street. And if you'd like to find out more about the South Beach Chamber Ensemble, their website is sobechamberensemble.org. That's sobechamberensemble.org. The South Beach Chamber Ensemble is Thomas Moore on violin, Michael Andrews on cello, Cindy Blandino on bass, with today's Wisconsin guest artists, Michael Michalik on viola and Molly Roseman on piano. And before we get started, we'd like to talk to Michael Andrews, who has done so much to bring this great musical ensemble up from the Miami Beach area now 3 years in a row. And Michael, thanks for coming back.
Thank you very much. It's really great to be here.
Now, you grew up in Wausau, is that correct?
I grew up in Wausau. I was actually in the last class of the Wausau Senior High, graduating class of 1970. So I have long roots in Wausau.
What took you down to South Beach?
Well, sometimes when you're living in Wisconsin a lot, you get tired of the winters. And I had lived in Venezuela and lived in New York, and once I had lived in Venezuela, I realized you don't have to suffer the winter all the time. So I moved to Miami Beach in 1991 and formed the South Beach Chamber Ensemble in 1997.
We're going to be talking to all five of the musicians who are up here with us. But before we do, I want to remind you that there is a CD out of a performance that you did last year at this time, June 24th, 2007, South Beach Up North recorded live. And it is available at the Lee Aukey Woodson Art Museum and also the Center for Visual Arts. And, Michael, what are we going to start with for this afternoon's performance?
Well, we're doing piano quintets. It's our really, it's a wonderful ensemble. It's piano, violin, viola, cello, and bass. And we're doing a lot of German music for this festival this year, it just turns out. And we're going to be starting with two movements of the Hermann Goetz piano quintet. And we're also going to be doing the full Hummel piano quintet. And as we get into it, we can talk more about the music if you'd like.
We would like. And right now, the South Beach Chamber Ensemble.
Thank you. Thank you.
The South Beach Chamber Ensemble, Thomas Moore on violin, Michael Andrews on cello, Cindy Blandino on bass, with today's Wisconsin guest artist Michael Michalik on viola and Molly Roseman on piano. I'm Glenn Moberg of Wisconsin Public Radio. You are listening to a special live broadcast of Route 51, regional talk radio on the Ideas Network. We are coming to you live this afternoon from UW-Marathon County Theater with our special guests, the South Beach Chamber Ensemble. And I do want to remind you that they will be performing again this coming Sunday, June 29th at noon at the Lee Auchie Woodson Art Museum on Wausau's east side. And then a week from that date, Sunday, July 6th at 4 p.m. at St. John the Baptist Church, 330 McClellan Street, also on Wausau's east side. Contributors to Wisconsin Public Radio include the Door County Visitors Bureau. Door County is home to artists, galleries, musicians, and professional theater, along with a variety of courses in the arts and humanities year-round. Arts and travel information at doorcounty.com. Michael, that was just such a wonderful piece. Can you describe for us the conditions under which it was written and the inspiration that the artist was trying to derive from it?
Excuse me. I'm going to announce what we actually played, and I'm going to turn it over to our music historian here.
Okay.
And but what we did, we sort of took it out of order for the guests. We played the third movement of the Getz, and then we played the slow movement. We thought we should shake you up and wake you up for the third movement, which is much more aggressive and sort of a nice, loud character. So once we had your attention, then we sort of lulled you to sleep with a wonderful slow movement of the Getz. And then we're going to go on with the Hummel, but I'm going to have Matt talk about a little bit of the historical background of Getz.
Well, let's move over here to Matt, who is a Wisconsin native. Matt, where do you make your home?
Well, I'm originally from the Milwaukee area, but I now live in Appleton, Wisconsin, and I'm a professor of music at Lawrence University.
And they've got a great music program there.
Absolutely.
Tell us about some of the background of Hermann Getz and how this wonderful piece of music originated.
Well, I had to do a little research on this with the help of Molly, and we went to the trusty Grove Dictionary of Music, which is now online. Getz is a composer that is not very well known. Part of the reason is he died very young. He died at the age of 36, and he had suffered from his youth from tuberculosis, and he'd had once, he was a son of a brewer, a good German brewer. And
good for Wisconsin.
Good for Wisconsin, too, absolutely. And he was identified at an early age as being interested in music, started composing at age 12, had wonderful training from some of the big names of the day. He eventually moved to Switzerland in hopes that the air would improve or slow his tuberculosis. He met Brahms there in 1865, and that made a big impression on him. He dedicated one of his best-known chamber works to Brahms in 1867. That was his piano quartet. This piano quintet is slightly less well-known. It's the first time I remember playing the piece, and I'm delighted to make its acquaintance. It was written in 1874, and he was quite ill by then.
You know, it seems so often that great artists, whether they're painters, whether they're musicians, they have some extremely troubled aspect of their lives, and maybe it's out of that that they draw the inspiration for their work.
Well, there is a quote by Goethe, which is associated with this piece, that gets put into this piece, and these are Goethe's words, though man cannot speak of his fate, a God gave me the power to say how I suffer. So we don't know, you know, there are many cases of composers writing very happy works, comic operas, etc., while they're suffering. In fact, one of Getz's best-known works is a comic opera based on Shakespeare's Taming of the Shrew. But Getz deserves to be much better known. And George Bernard Shaw, who wrote, volumes about everything, said in 1893, he compared him with Mozart and von Weber and Wagner as the greatest German composers of the century. Curiously enough, he left Brahms out of that mix, which seems like a glaring omission to us now.
Was that omission intentional?
Absolutely. I don't think he cared much for Brahms, but he thought Brahms, I think, rather too serious. But he thought very, very highly of Getz.
Matt Michalik on viola today with the South Beach Chamber Ensemble. How often do you get to play with these guys?
Well, once a year so far. This is our second annual meeting, and it's been a delight for me not only to make new friends through music and to get to know the town of Wausau and some of the people here, but to get to know some pieces that I'd not played before. So it's been a delight all the way around.
I'm going to walk over to Molly Roseman. She's the other guest artist that we have today. Molly is on piano, and Molly, you make Wausau your home?
Yes, I do. I've lived here about 11 years. Moved from Florida, actually, and taught at the Wausau Conservatory for a bit, and then I've been at UW-Stevens Point on the music faculty for about 7 years.
And UW-Stevens Point also has just an outstanding music program,
yes,
especially for a state university.
Right.
You grew up in Oklahoma.
I did.
Were you listening to this all the time, or were you more drawn to the musical stylings of Bob Wills? And
Yes, I come from the area of Reba McEntire and Vince Gill, but I was fortunate. From a small town, we had such an amazing music program and a fabulous band and orchestral program, and I also played violin at the time, and just was absorbed. I was very lucky to be in that environment, and it was a small community, so...
And it's really amazing, isn't it, how central Wisconsin is open to the arts and how we have so much, both in Stevens Point and in Wausau, that you wouldn't think that you would have in communities the size of Stevens Point and Wausau.
Right, and living everywhere, I can say this community is so fortunate to have the arts support and so much going on. For the size of this community, it's just a wealth, and I think we're very fortunate to have that. So.
Molly Roseman on piano today, and a native of Wausau who lives in Stevens Point. And Michael, let's move on with more music with the South Beach Chamber Ensemble. What do we have coming up next?
We're going to, in the next segment, we're going to play the first two movements of the piano quintet by Johann Nepomuk Hummel. It was his Opus 87, and in the next segment, Matt will tell you a little bit about him. But we'd like to get going and play the first two movements of this. It's the Allegro and the Allegro con fuoco. It's a dance, a minuet.
The South Beach Chamber Ensemble. I'm Glenn Moberg. This is Route 51, Regional Talk Radio on the Ideas Network. You're listening to a special live concert at the UW Marathon County Theater with the South Beach Chamber Ensemble.
Thank you.
The South Beach Chamber Ensemble, Thomas Moore on violin, Michael Andrews on cello, Cindy Blandino on bass, and again, today's Wisconsin guest artist Matthew Michalik on viola and Molly Roseman on piano. I'm Glenn Moberg of Route 51 Regional Talk Radio on the Ideas Network. You are listening to a special live concert edition of this program. We are coming to you from the UW Marathon County Theater in Wausau. Contributors to Wisconsin Public Radio include attorney Paul A. Sturgill, serving the legal needs of the elderly and their families throughout Wisconsin and Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Toll-free information is at 886-130-600. Matthew, the resident historian of the group, is going to tell us what we're listening to before we move on to another movement.
All right. Well, Hummel was one of those composers who was, in his day, incredibly well-known, and in Vienna, which was pretty much the center of the musical universe, along with Paris and London, was extremely highly regarded. You can think of him as basically a contemporary of Beethoven. And early in his youth, he was a prodigy, pretty much on the level of Mozart, was one of those people who wowed audiences at a very early age with his ability to play the piano, especially. As a composer, probably not as facile as Mozart, but he's seen as an extension of Mozart's style on through the turn of the century, and provided kind of a duality of that classical style versus Beethoven, who was like the cutting edge coming thing of the Romantic era. This particular piece was probably written for Hummel to show off his own pianistic abilities. He was a great pianist. We've got a wonderful pianist with us today, I must say. Molly's just really doing justice to this thing. This next movement that you're going to hear is entitled a minuet, and it's in that typical ABA form where you've got a minuet and then a trio of contrasting material and another minuet. What's interesting about this is a minuet conjures up the image of courtly people doing a slow, refined dance, you know, sniffing snuff along the mm-hmm. way with powdered wigs. And this is marked Allegro con fuoco, which means Allegro with fire. So somehow there's a mixed message coming. Is this something for people who don't really perspire, or is this something that's really fiery?
And it's hard to not perspire on a day like this.
Right.
Michael Andrews, we've been doing something a little unorthodox for classical music, interrupting pieces in the, you know, between movements. But are we going to conclude the movements of this particular piece at this juncture?
If you'd like us to.
All right. What do you think?
Well, we have the minuet, and then we have the largo, which is a lovely, very short largo, and then the finale. So if you'd like, we could go through and play all three movements at once, if you'd like.
And how are we doing on time right now? We have about 15 minutes left, and why don't we break after the largo, and we'll talk a bit more, and then we'll do the finale.
Sounds great. Thank you.
The South Beach Chamber Ensemble, live on Route 51 Regional Talk Radio on the Ideas Network. Thank you. the South Beach Chamber Ensemble. And we will be hearing Hummel's finale in just a few minutes, but again, we do want to spend some time with the musicians, and we haven't had a chance to talk to Cindy yet. Cindy Blandino on the double bass. Cindy, tell us a little bit about yourself. You live in Phoenix, correct?
I live in Phoenix now. My connection here is I've been a friend of Michael's for a long, long time, not as long as Tom has been, but for about 28 years.
Where did you meet?
We met playing in an orchestra in Venezuela.
Tell us a little bit about that.
I arrived, I thought I was going for a one-year position, and I arrived at rehearsal one day, and somebody mentioned to me, because they knew I was a food person, that that cellist over there, that blonde cellist, has a pasta maker. So I tapped him on his shoulder in the middle of rehearsal and said, "Do you really have a pasta maker?" And we've been friends ever since.
You've been making pasta and beautiful music ever since.
Right.
How often do you get together with these folks?
Well,
it must be difficult if you're down in Phoenix.
I've been here. This is my third year to play here, and I just got back in May from playing a series of three concerts in Miami.
Now, Miami gets awfully hot this time of the year, and
not
I imagine
as
Phoenix.
Hot as Phoenix.
So have you thought of moving to Wausau?
No.
No.
Although I like it. It reminds me of where I grew up, which was southeastern Pennsylvania. So there's something feels homey here to me.
It's nice, isn't it, mm-hmm. bringing a musical group like this to northern Wisconsin, doing it year after year after year for a series of free concerts. It's something very special because chamber music like this isn't heard often enough in today's
and
modern
certainly
environment.
Certainly not with the bass.
What prompted you to play the double bass instead of a more feminine instrument like a violin or a viola or maybe a cello?
It's very easy. When I was in elementary school, you didn't have to rent the bass. If you were willing to play it, they'd let you have one.
There you go. There was a financial reason.
Yes.
And let's move from Cindy now to Thomas Moore, who's been playing this beautiful violin. And Thomas, this is the third year we've seen you with the group. You grew up in North Carolina?
In Winston-Salem, yes.
And what brought you together with Michael down in Miami?
Well, I was teaching for 12 years at University of Wisconsin-Madison. And I was playing in the Pro Arte Quartet there, and Michael was a student there at the time. And I was studying cello, and we kind of went our separate lives and whatever, and then Miami sort of drew Michael, and he came and was looking for a violinist, and he called and asked if I wanted to play, and I said I would love to. So,
what is it about chamber music? It's classical, but it's not a full orchestra. There's an intimacy here that you don't find with larger arrangements.
Well, with the really great orchestras, in a way, there's a sense of chamber music. I mean, but the intimacy of this, I mean, it's the music that grew out of the salons. And it's also, we are, quote, our own conductors. I mean, in an orchestra, you have someone up there that's telling you what to do and showing you what to do. And we make these decisions ourselves, so there's more autonomy. And I liken it a little bit to a basketball team. You've got five guys out there, and they go out, and not everything is rehearsed, and not everything is exactly where they planned, but they make it work.
So if the violin player relative to a basketball player, what position are you playing?
I don't know.
Michael, before we do finale here, we do want to ask you what's next for the South Beach Chamber Ensemble.
Well, this is our third year with South Beach up north, and we're really happy to have done it. It was just a dream, you know, 4 years ago, and I can't believe this is our third year. So we've celebrated our 10th anniversary in Miami, the South Beach Chamber Ensemble. We would definitely love to play more music in Wausau and the surrounding area. If there's anybody in Radioland who wants to hear us play next year, we'd be happy to play our programs not only in Wausau, but, you know, Green Bay or in Minocqua or Stevens Point, any place else in Wisconsin. We love Wisconsin. We think the music we do is really great, and we've gotten great responses by our audiences in Wausau. We could also use more support from the community. We have really great sponsors and individuals and a couple corporations, but of course chamber music is a small voice, and we always need more support. So we would appreciate that, but we're really happy to be here. on Route 51 for our third year, too.
And we are happy to have them. Let's hear it for the South Beach Chamber Ensemble. Thomas Moore on violin, Michael Andrews on cello, Cindy Blandino on bass, with Matthew Michalik on viola and Molly Roseman on piano. Thanks to our on-air producer, Jane Ritger, our executive producer, Rick Ryer, also to UW Marathon County and its staff for providing the theater and the facilities for this live broadcast. I'm Glenn Moberg of Wisconsin Public Radio. A reminder that the South Beach Chamber Ensemble will be performing this Sunday, June 29th at noon at the Lee Aukey Woodson Art Museum, Franklin and 12 Streets on Wausau's east side, and again on Sunday, July 6th at 4 p.m. at St. John the Baptist Episcopal Church, 330 McClellan Street, and that again is on Wausau's east side. They do have a CD out, South Beach Up North, that you can get at the Center for the Visual Arts and at the Woodson Museum. That's it for us. Thanks for riding with us today. Until next week, we're heading out of town.